KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Modern Roofing. For all of your roofing needs, call Modern Roofing at 641-431-0335.
We all know how hard Mother Nature is on things. Hi, this is Cassidy. If your roof needs repaired or you need a new roof, you can call my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing. They give free estimates.
Modern Roofing specializes in tear-offs, re-roofs, layovers, repairs of any size using asphalt shingles, wood shingles, shake shingles, metal shingles, slate, tile, copper roofs, and steel. All products used in roofing are 100% American-made. Modern Roofing will travel as far as they need to do your job. Modern Roofing is licensed and insured and has been in business for 7 years. With the warm weather here, you need to call Jared and the guys today to get on their list to come to your home to give you a free estimate on your existing or new roof.
And my dad and the guys do such a great job being careful with your stuff and cleaning up. You might even say it's cleaner when they're done than when they get started. Give my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing a call. 641-431-0335 in Elkhorn.
When you win a state team championship, the honors roll in, and that's the case for the Atlantic Girls Golf Team. The Iowa High School Golf Coaches Association has announced that Kathy Hobson of Atlantic has been named the Class 3A Girls Coach of the Year in Iowa, and several of the Atlantic players also were named to postseason honors by that group. Brooke Fletcher, Aaron Olson, and Brooke Newell were all named as all-district performers, while Fletcher was a first-team all-stater. Newell and Olson were each named to the second-team all-state squad, and Olson and Fletcher also were named first-team Class 3A all-tournament picks from the recent state championship tournament. Also, the Iowa Girls Coaches Association announced its all-district performers. In Class 4A and District 1, Sarah Sweeney of Carroll was an all-district selection. Her coach, Max Fishbaugh, was named as the Coach of the Year. In Class 3A, District 2, Brooke Fletcher, Aaron Olson, and Brooke Newell of Atlantic were all named as all-district performers, along with Kemper Catholic's Morgan Neighborhouse, Mara Mashing, Michaela Boyce, and Cassidy Van Veen. Also, West Central Valley's Emily Wagner and Clarinda's Grace Davidson and Samantha Swanson were named to the All-District Club. Jeannie Spieler of Kemper Catholic was named as the district All-District Coach of the Year. In Class 2A, District 2, Riverside's Ellen Johnson, trainers Gracie Myers, Ashley Bailey, and Allie Anderson, Southwest Valley's Kelsey Kinman, and Sabrina Hernandez of Southwest Iowa were all named to the All-District squad. Trainers Matt Robinson was named as the District Coach of the Year. In Class 1A, District 2, among the All-District selections, Katie Cogdell and Katie O'Day, both of Boyer Valley, Nishnabotna's Miranda Scroggie and Nicole Schwartz, also Woodbine's Courtney Schlines, Maria Ahrens, Mallory Osen, and Taylor Lauk, they're all from Guthrie Center, and CAM's Brooklyn Went were all named as all-district selections by the Girls Coaches Association. Kathy Hobson of Atlantic was also named as the Class 3A State Coach of the Year. In high school girls softball play last night locally in the Hawkeye 10, it was Kemper Catholic beating Carroll 10-4. Shenandoah topping Sydney 7-4. Lewis Central took two from Red Oak 16-1 and 12-0. St. Albert beat Tri-Center 3-2. In the Western Iowa Conference, IKM Manning 11-1 over Riverside. Trainer beat Missouri Valley 6-0. Logan Magnolia topping Underwood 12-0. And Riverside Griswold beat Audubon 11-7. In Rolling Valley softball last night, CAM over Adair Casey 7-2. Exira EHK shut out Arweva 4-0. Charter Oak Ute over West Harrison 6-0. Also last night in softball, Lennox beat Grandview Park Baptist 3-2. Nottoway Valley over Mormon Trail 8-2. And Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Thomas Jefferson by a 13-0 final. In high school baseball play last night at the Hawkeye 10, it was St. Albert over Tri-Center 12-0. Shenandoah beat Fremont Mills 13-2. In Western Iowa Conference action, Audubon over Griswold 11-4. Logan Magnolia beat Underwood 3-1. Trainer over Missouri Valley 11-6. IKM Manning 11-1 over Riverside. AHST beat Stanton 16-1. In Rolling Valley baseball last night, CAM over Adair Casey 9-2. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Des Moines Christian 5-0. Exira EHK 5-4 over Arweva. Glenn Ralston beat Boyer Valley 12-2. Also around the area in baseball, Nottoway Valley beat West Central Valley 7-2. Carroll over Ballard 15-9. Well, C.J. Hinojosa homered for the only run in Texas. He eliminated UC Irvine 1-0 in the only game on the College World Series schedule yesterday. The first home run of the series allowed the Longhorns to stay alive and the Anteaters to go home. Chad Hollingsworth stymied UC Irvine, holding the Anteaters to 4 hits in his 8 1/3 innings. Travis Duke finished up for the combined shutout. The Anteaters opened the tournament with a 3-1 win over the Longhorns in the double elimination event, but they lost to Vanderbilt in their second game. Texas now moves on to play Vandy on Friday. In Major League Baseball, Bartolo Colon worked 8 dominant innings in 91-degree heat and keyed the go-ahead rally with his first career extra base hit, helping the New York Mets beat the St. Louis Cardinals 3-2 Wednesday, avoiding a 3-game sweep. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia beat Atlanta 10-5. It was the Cubs over the Marlins 6-1. Reds beat the Pirates 11-4. Arizona topped Milwaukee 4-3. And the Dodgers got a 15-strikeout, no-hit performance by Clayton Kershaw, the lefty getting his first career no-hitter in an 8-0 win over Colorado. In the American League, the Kansas City Royals won their 10th straight game, extending the team's best streak in 20 years when Jeremy Guthrie pitched impressively into the 7th inning to beat the Detroit Tigers 2-1 yesterday. The AL Central leading Royals have not won this many games in a row since a run of 14 straight in 1994. They extended their division lead over the Tigers to 1.5 games with yesterday's win. Elsewhere in the AL, Baltimore beat Tampa Bay 2-0. Boston in 10 innings, a 2-1 winner over Minnesota. Oakland beat Texas 4-2. The Yankees over Toronto 7-3. The Angels at Cleveland was rained out. In interleague play, the White Sox beat San Francisco 7-6. Washington over Houston 6-5. San Diego beat Seattle 2-1. Also in Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, the Iowa Cubs beating El Paso 3-1. Albuquerque topped the Omaha Storm Chasers by a 10-5 final. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
We all know how hard Mother Nature is on things. Hi, this is Cassidy. If your roof needs repaired or you need a new roof, you can call my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing. They give free estimates.
Modern Roofing specializes in tear-offs, re-roofs, layovers, repairs of any size using asphalt shingles, wood shingles, shake shingles, metal shingles, slate, tile, copper roofs, and steel. All products used in roofing are 100% American-made. Modern Roofing will travel as far as they need to do your job. Modern Roofing is licensed and insured and has been in business for 7 years. With the warm weather here, you need to call Jared and the guys today to get on their list to come to your home to give you a free estimate on your existing or new roof.
And my dad and the guys do such a great job being careful with your stuff and cleaning up. You might even say it's cleaner when they're done than when they get started. Give my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing a call, 641-431-0335 in Elkhorn.
Well, defending champion Spain, the dominant global soccer power for the past 6 years, was eliminated from the World Cup competition with a 2-0 loss to Chile. Spain's second loss after a 5-1 rout by the Netherlands ended any hope of advancing. Chile and the Netherlands will both advance regardless of who wins the game between them. The Netherlands had to battle from behind against the World Cup's lowest-ranked team before pulling out a 3-2 win over Australia. Spain won the European Championships in 2008 and 2012 in addition to the 2010 World Cup. Novak Djokovic and Serena Williams are seeded number one for Wimbledon, while defending men's champion Andy Murray has been bumped up 2 spots above his world ranking to number 3. Djokovic, the 2011 Wimbledon champ, is ranked number 2 but was given the top seed by the All England club ahead of top-ranked Rafael Nadal. 7-time champion Roger Federer is number 4, while Australian Open winner Stan Wawrinka is down 2 spots from his world ranking at number 5. Following Williams in the women's seedings are Li Na, French Open runner-up Simona Halep, Agnieszka Radwanska, and Maria Sharapova. In NFL news, the Dallas Cowboys have signed defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence, their second-round draft pick and the last of the selections to agree to terms. Lawrence signed a 4-year, $5.5 million deal with $3.9 million guaranteed and a $2.3 million signing bonus. Jacksonville has signed rookie quarterback Blake Bortles to a 4-year deal worth more than $20.6 million. Bortles was the 3rd overall selection in the draft and the 1st quarterback taken. Tempers flared during the 2nd day of the Seattle Seahawks mini-camp as cornerback Richard Sherman and wide receiver Phil Bates were in the middle of a heated scuffle. Standout tight end Dallas Clark has retired from the NFL after 11 seasons. He goes out as a member of the Indianapolis Colts, the team that drafted him in the first round in 2003. The former Iowa Hawkeye spent his first 9 seasons with the team. Clark is Indy's all-time leader in tight end touchdowns, catches, and receptions. He set single-season records with the Colts with 100 receptions and 1,106 yards in the 2009 season. In 2007, he had 11 TD catches. And while his buddies were bunking down to watch Jack Bauer on 24, or cruising through channels in search of a ball game, Aaron Murray was settling in for another episode of The Bachelorette. Yeah, ABC's reality dating show is must-see TV for the Chiefs' rookie quarterback. Now, Murray isn't your everyday fan, though. He does have a rooting interest in The Bachelorette, Andy Dorfman's pursuit of love. That's because his brother, former minor league baseball player Josh Murray, is one of the 8 beaux that are still in the mix. Aaron Murray says Monday nights are crazy as he and friends and family try to track his brother's fortunes. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Modern Roofing. For a free estimate of all of your roofing needs, call Modern Roofing at 641-431-0335. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.